Lovely, thank you, Hannah. So, this is a really wonderful little reading. Some of us would have heard it many times before, but for me, even though I've heard that reading quite a few times, it's always a great reminder of what's important, right? So in our life, we might have a lot of rules. There's a in the Hornsey Lane Community Centre, where I teach yoga, they also have a kids' after-school club in there. And every week when we go, the list of rules has got longer. There's about 40 rules on the wall now. Clearly, every time something bad happens, they write a new rule to add to it. We love it. There are so many, and so many of them probably interlink. Like, one is no violence, but we also have no pushing, no shoving, no kicking, no punching, just to cover all the bases. So sometimes in our life, we are faced with a lot of rules. And sometimes those rules, like with the kicking and the punching, are very important. Sometimes they're a bit silly. I have some silly rules for you. So you may be aware that in America, the local areas are able to make their own rules. And some of them do have some rules that have been around for a long time and maybe aren't relevant anymore. For example, in Fairbanks, Alaska, it is illegal to serve alcohol to a moose. Now, this is probably for the best. Can you imagine a moose had a few too many veering around? Not good. In Oklahoma, people who make ugly faces at dogs can be arrested and put in jail or fined. So next time you see a dog, make sure you smile at it, okay? Cool. In Morrisville, Pennsylvania, women need a permit to wear makeup. My question is, do men need a permit to wear makeup? And finally, there is a law in Oklahoma against whaling, as in, you know, when people abuse the whales. This would seem very legit, except if anyone knows where Oklahoma is, it's right in the middle. There is no water around Oklahoma. But they still needed to make it really clear. If a whale does come, you've got to be kind to it. So, you know, sometimes we get rules that are good and helpful. Sometimes the rules seem a bit silly. So I want us to think, transferring again, I want us to think what might be some good rules for St. Andrews. So I've got my flip chart. Here's what we want to think. If we were going to have some rules for St. Andrews people, so they might be rules for when we're in St. Andrews, you know, how should we behave? But they might be rules that we should take away into the world with us as well. So my first rule is going to be, when we sing, you've got to sing nice and loud. That's my St. Andrews rule. Right, anyone else got a rule for St. Andrews? Gloria was like, yes, she's keen.
Abseiling from the tower.
No abseiling from the tower. Are you sure? I always thought that would be. I thought it might be a good fundraising idea. Gloria says we must not abseil from the tower. Seriously, no fun. We're not going to have any fun. Okay. Anyone else got a St. Andrew's rule for us?
Awesome. Say good morning with a smile.
Yeah. Say good morning with a smile when people come in. That's a good one. Good morning. Yeah, Sue's got one.
You can abseil if you're doing a survey of the roof of the church.
Okay, apparently the people who are doing a survey of the roof may need to abseil down. So we are going to put an exception in for the abseiling. Maybe that rule isn't, like, universal. Yeah, we've already got an amendment, yeah. Steve, Vicar of St. Andrews, what would your rule be?
Always make sure Min's got a cup of tea.
Always make sure Min's got a cup of tea. I think probably making sure that everyone who needs a cup of tea has got a cup of tea, but obviously Min. Very important that keeps the vocal cords lubricated. Cool. Any more for any more? Jess, you got one? Jess suggested that a rule might be to try and be here on time. But nobody should feel called out. This is a no judgment-free space, okay? Maybe the rules thing was a bad idea. Anyone else? Eat lots of cake and biscuits at coffee time. Yes. Good. Okay, what about when we leave St. Andrews? So we're here, you know, say we're like the perfect congregation. We've arrived on time. We've all got Min a cup of tea. So she's got like 30 teas lined up. And we haven't abseiled in from the roof unless we're doing a survey. And we're singing loudly. We've said good morning with a smile. We've been just the best congregation ever. What about when we go out into the world after the service? What rules should we be following during the week to show that we are good St. Andrew's people? Saying God bless you to everyone. To everyone, Gloria says. Walking through the tube. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. People will love it. Even the dogs. Of course the dogs. It's very important. Of course, we're saying God bless you to everybody, apparently. Any more? Smile at people. Yeah. Nice. Maybe helping people. You know, when you're in the tube and people need help carrying their luggage or their buggies up the stairs. I think helping people on the stairs is a good rule. Being a considerate driver. Yeah, that's a good one. And also when other people are inconsiderate drivers, maybe maintaining your calm demeanor. Unlike some people I know, including sometimes myself. Cool. Yeah, be kind. Cute. Yes, be kind. That's a pretty all-encompassing one. Well done, Leah. Very cute. Okay, be kind. Big letters. Do we feel like this covers everything? If we follow these rules, we will be perfect. Jesus-like. Sue's shaking her head, but everyone else is like, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Now, if we are honest, if we were really gonna, you know, really go for it with, like, trying to be good Christians, we probably need a lot more laws. If we were going to cover everything, does anyone know how many laws there are in the Old Testament that the ancient Jewish people had to follow? So there were 613 laws in the Old Testament, right? And when Jesus was alive, the people of that time, they're still following all these 613 laws, some of which, like thou shalt not kill or steal, we're pretty solid on. But some of them were a bit out there, you know, like men weren't allowed to shave certain parts of their hair and their beard, and they weren't supposed to use more than one different kind of dye while making your clothes. So this dress and these shoes would definitely not be allowed. So these people at Jesus' time, they were trying to follow all 613 laws. And it was quite difficult because already things were changing and they had to figure out how to apply these laws to the present day. And for Jewish people now, this is still a problem. So for example, you're not supposed to work on the Sabbath day at all in the Jewish law. And now people spend a lot of time discussing whether you can use your washing machine or your dishwasher on the Sabbath day. They didn't have dishwashers when the Torah was written, so they didn't write about whether you can use your dishwasher. But now it's suddenly a really important issue. And even in Jesus' time, even though they didn't have dishwashers yet, there were already loads of things that they needed to think about and question and ask, how does the law apply to our situation now? They were under Roman rule. They weren't ruling themselves. So they had to figure out how to follow the law in the Roman rule. And there was this really important thing. So we have these characters, these Pharisees and Sadducees. And they're these characters who are two different groups of important religious leaders. And something that they would do is they would have these very public conversations all the time about how to best follow the law. And they disagreed on certain things, like how far you're allowed to walk on the Sabbath day, the rest day, for example. They disagreed on lots of things, and they'd have these big public conversations. And that was their way of showing that they were a good Christian. Well, not a Christian at the time, sorry, a good Jewish person, right? So for us, we've got these 12 laws, maybe a few more. And the way that we would show that we were really trying to follow them was we'd stand out in the world and we'd have lots of conversations about it. So everyone would be like, yeah, Laura and Annabelle are definitely trying to follow the law because they're having this great debate over how to follow it the best, right? So that's what they used to do. Now, Jesus did not get involved. They were always coming to Jesus with these questions and expecting him to get into these epic conversations to prove that he was following the law. But instead, he always came back to just one simple message. And that's what we get in this passage, right? From our laws, what's the most important one, do we think? Yeah, be kind. Leia's Law. Leia's Law is what we're going to call it. Be kind. This is our most important one. And this is kind of what Jesus says in the passage. When they ask him what the most important commandment is of all 613, he says very clearly, the first is love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength. And the second is to love others as you love yourself. Be kind, right? Doesn't mean you have to think everyone's amazing and love them in the same way that I love my sister. But it does mean that you have to care for people and be kind to them and try and see them as God sees them. Jesus knew that what was important when it came to following God wasn't trying to prove yourself by trying to follow all the laws really well. It was by just trying your best to love God and love others. And that's what he kept saying. That's why he healed people on the Sabbath day, even though that was considered work, because he was more interested in loving that person than getting involved in all the rules. That's why Jesus was so radical. That's why he changed everyone's life, because Jesus came with a new commandment, a new promise, that really what we needed was just to love God and love others. Let's close our eyes for a minute. I love to a good close your eyes for a second moment. And have a think, what would it look like? What would St. Andrew's look like if we all really loved God with all our heart and our soul and our strength? I love God, but I know that sometimes my strength and my mind and my heart get distracted by other things. I don't always funnel all my energy into God as much as I should, as much as I try to. What might it look like in St. Andrew's if we truly put all of our strength and heart into the love of God and the love of each other? You might be imagining something pretty awesome. And just to be clear, we are already pretty amazing. There's so much love for other people and each other here. Just in seeing how we've been committing to visit Elaine and care for her while she's been in hospital, we've seen, and others have seen, the love that we have for each other. But there's always more to do. And I'm not expecting us all to become perfect overnight. Jesus doesn't expect that from us either. But let's have a think as we go into this week. What's an area of my life where I can channel more of my energy into loving God and loving others? Maybe when we wake up in the morning, my first thought is always food. But I would love my first thought when I woke up in the morning to be God. My first thought to be thanking God for this day. I would love my last thought at night, instead of what's happening tomorrow, and also probably what am I eating for breakfast, because again, food. I would love my last thought at night to be thank you, God, for this day. How can we just put more of ourselves into following these commandments? And Jesus tells us that that is when we are going to become a really transformed community, right? Here in St. Andrew's and out in the world, when we head out there and we love others.